from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Money has changed Draymond, and success and status has changed Klay Thompson.
No, wow. Well, he gave us the hold that stick for me. Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna watch it. Believe me, I really love it.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Evan, please talk to Philmo Mike, who's out there listening, please.
My bad, Philmo. Hand accidentally slipped.
Hey, speaking of which, he texted me. Please read this if you can, Goo. The days of Curry dictating things are over. His pay has dictated things. Remember Avery Bradley. Yeah. So Mike got it in. Hey.
My hand did not slip on Vermeil. That was him.
I'm looking at Klay Thompson and Brandon Ayuk. Before you pay that off, because I've been gone, just let me know. Evan, help me out. Before 2 p.m., I got to get off my Angel Reese, Caitlin take from the game, and then Bronny James.
Remember the last?
I'm out.
Remember the last WNBA take you had when you said they're picking on her, and 17 people called in and said, you don't watch the WNBA?
Hey, please.
And then you said, you know what? I was wrong on that.
No, that please stop. That didn't happen.
Hey, cool.
Angel Reese. That was a great game, man.
So the... Yeah. It's just the way of the business, but the bottom line is Klay Thompson and Brandon Ayuk look like they're just a victim of circumstance right now. They're on the two teams just don't look like they want to pay them.
But Klay got one pay. You know, he's gotten paid. Ayuk right. has not.
Right. Let me ask you a question, Goo. And I don't know what they're going to do with Ayuk.
I don't know what he's doing either. Telling Ryan Clark all his business.
You cannot pay everybody. So you've got McCaffrey among the highest paid running back.
Yep.
You've got Deebo Samuel making 24.
Check.
You've got Bosa, highest paid defensive end. Trent Williams, highest paid lineman.
Damn.
Fred Warner, one of the highest paid middle linebackers. Kittle, third highest paid tight end. You know Purdy is around the corner. If I were to give you a list of McCaffrey, Deebo, Bosa, Trent Williams, Warner, Purdy, Kittle, Ayuk, and I say you have to lose one, who would you lose?
It would be you put Kittle in there, huh?
I did.
Yeah. I would go there.
Yeah, it would be Ayuk. And it might be Deebo, but I just look at Deebo as like he's under contract for another year.
And what about the report you, Evan, and I talked about that I learned about this morning where the Niners throw the ball 32nd in the NFL, their last. Exactly. How can I – but we both can agree Ayuk is – he's. I think he's special, Steiny.
I don't.
Is he the best? No.
He's good.
But if I throw the ball
– he's good.
That least amount of times, I can't go over the threshold that we set.
Exactly.
So I think Brandon Ayuk is, I keep going relationships and I put one on the Vine. He's the guy that's saying, tell me you love me. And they're telling you, hey, we like you, but we don't love you. And that's why he's going. I think Brandon Ayuk wants to get traded because he knows and he's hurt that they won't go. Stani, we're not talking about a lot, I guess, from all reports. Okay, they offered you 26, you want 20. Like, it seems like chump change.
If they offered him 26 annual and he turned it down, that's wow. That's gutsy. That's gutsy.
Or what about him not being what I've talked about, and I've been consistent. This offense throwing the ball is as minimal as they do. That he wants to be in another system.
Okay.
I think there's some of that.
Probably.
So why would you call your bosses together? Because 9 times out of 10, that doesn't work. But now,
because
you went public with it.
He doesn't have the stomach for it. That's why.
Or you want the inevitable to happen sooner. Find me a team.
Look, he knows he's hosed. He's hosed. They don't have to do a thing. And you know what? I might not. Like, they drafted a wide receiver.
that they did. It shocked a lot of us.
Exactly. And maybe they drafted a wide receiver because they knew that it was going to be hard to pay two receivers a year from now.
I just don't see how the Niners offensively, even though they throw 32nd in the, I just don't see how that offense collectively.
What if Pearson's is good? What if he's really good?
No, Bastani, what if he struggles?
Okay.
And what if your passing game, when you call on it and you need it most, you know, you're not getting what you got with Brandon in a year that you got to pay your quarterback. Domino effect.
Okay, you give him $30 million. What are you doing next year?
Oh my gosh.
What are you doing next
year? I'm not giving him 30. That like, and I'm with you.
Okay.
I'm not giving him 30.
Okay, 28. What are you doing next year?
I got to pay my quarterback. Who?
And then who are you whacking? Well, see, I think
Debo gets whacked in that scenario.
Okay. I don't know. West Oakland Holloway. What's up, West Oakland Holloway?
Hey, man, what's going on with y'all, man? Hey,
talk to us, baby.
Hey, Goo. Goo, you got me laughing, man. I was going to talk about Golden State, but I'm going to go ahead and pivot. But
okay.
That's the only thing I'm going to say about Golden State.
Yeah.
When Stani talked to you about Golden State, for some reason, you act like he's talking in Russian. Like, you just don't understand nothing he's saying, bro. We all get it. The run is over. Unless they do one thing that Stani said earlier, they have to get somebody that's better than Stephen Curry, bro.
Wow.
They did it with Durant. They didn't do it with, what's my man, Wiggins. But it was an argument for a minute that Wiggins could have been the MVP of the finals.
No doubt about it.
And Iggy got finals MVP on the first one.
And then Durant got two.
So I'm all exactly. for trading Durant for a big boy. It sounds like you are too. Jimmy Butler, you okay, who's better?
No,
but
No. The only way you get a Durant Butler is if you just all in for the next year or two. Because you know the franchise is going to be burnt down after that. It's going to be over with. They won't have no assets. They won't have nothing. You already know that.
Yeah.
So I don't know what they're going to do. They between a rock and a hard place.
Right.
And if I was Clay, I wouldn't even want to come back. Like, I had, you know, it's time to roll out and do something different, man. Golden State need to be looking forward to the future.
Wow.
And about this Steph Curry, Ferrari engine and all that stuff, well, we know a car not moving without no gas. Well, if they ain't got no gas, they ain't going nowhere.
That's pretty good. Wow, Stani.
Thanks, West Oakland.
Yeah, Holloway.
Appreciate
it. I know some Holloway. Stani, I got to say this.
Remember Condridge Holloway?
No, I know Dexter and Dick. Yeah, Big Dex. Yeah, from the Yoon, Big Dex.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but he said, you know, you're talking, go get a big boy. So Durant, he would be okay with. He said Durant, right? That qualifies for him.
What?
A guy that's equal or better than Curry. So he's okay if you go get...
I wouldn't put those words in his mouth. I thought he might have meant somebody like in their prime.
Well, he did say they went out and got Durant, you know, a better player than Steph.
Yeah, right, the first time.
Yeah. But I still thought he was saying he would be okay if they went and got Durant this time. That's how I took it.
Okay.
Yeah. But I've been bedridden, so I could have misunderstood.
You've been delusional. Like, please. Do you have the sweats and the... What is it?
I had your ball shorts. That's why I sleep in ball shorts, because I was hot. I had a fever. Dude, when was the last time you had a fever? You can't... It's the worst feeling ever. Then you had a run.
So you clearly are having visions and...
No, I wasn't having none of that, the equilibrium stuff. I was just Steiny. Boy. Let's just say I was Derek Jeter. Number two.
That's a five.
Boy, Steiny was like, oh my God, when will it stop?
I thought you didn't like that kind of humor. He says he doesn't like that kind of humor.
No, this was health humor, Stoney. That's sophomoric.
Daryl's in Antioch.
Yeah. What's up? Derek Jeter and Spray Thompson.
What's up, Daryl? How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. Just wanted to piggyback on some Warrior stuff when you guys were talking about... and also, thank you for having me on the line. But you guys were talking about some stuff that's regarding the player at the second half, how the Warriors played better with the younger guys. But I think that piggyback on that is like going back to the coaching. I think Steve Kerr really didn't maximize the players as far as mixing in the older with the newer or whatsoever. And I think that as well, we could have had a better record if we would have made that switch a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
Thank you for taking my call, and I listen off, offline.
Thanks, Daryl. Appreciate it. That's the other part that to me, I'm going to ask you about. Okay. So you get Durant.
Oh man.
What happens to the young guys? We know. See, that's the other thing that's going to happen. Steve Kerr is going to play the old guys because that's what he does. He's going to play them as much as possible. They'll wear down.
But they won't be able to last. Before. Maybe no. Maybe not, Steiny. Maybe they have the youngsters who are left, whoever that collective is, they carry their weight because they know we're waiting for people, April, the playoffs, man.
And that's where they're fundamental. When you say carrying their weight, to me, the young guys are carrying their weight now more than the old guys. It doesn't mean they're better than the old guys. It just means... what you got out of your young guys last year was pretty darn good.
And speaking of which, I'm going to say this because...
And what you got out of your old guys wasn't that great when you hold them up to their own standard.
I think I know where you're going, but I'm going to run this by you. And Evan's put out a couple clips throughout the regular season last year about me. I love Steve Kerr, top five coach of all time, Steiny. You and I fought just on how good Moses Moody was as a player. Okay, I will never forget, and I still won't, the talk that he had with Moses Moody about how he was out the rotation. He saved him that game. Jonathan Kuminga had to do what he did, go to the press to say there was an agenda. It worked for him. My point is, what if Kerr had given both Kuminga and Moody the time earlier? Where would they have been? Would they have been greater? As the season, moved on, I do think of that. And I know a guy like you is going to say, Goo, what if I tell you they wouldn't have the seasons they had they not went through that. But on the flip side, to that caller's point, what if he would have empowered those dudes? Because the one thing I could say about Kerr last season, there was no way in hell you should have ever had a conversation with Moses Moody saying, with what you were working with as a team, that he was not an option and he was going to be on the outskirts. And he lucked up, and Moody still was headstrong and was able to contribute, and Kuminga, will do with that what you want, but he had to do what he had to do to get on the court. Like, Kerr lucked out on that, on both those fronts, so there's...
I don't know what you're...
If Kerr would have just empowered those two earlier in the season, there's no telling how better both of those guys were. You're right.
But he didn't. So,
Moses Moody could have been ready and better or more seasons at the end of the season.
Because of five more minutes a game?
Well, no, or do you know what I mean, Stoney? Just not being being thawed out as opposed to being in the freezer.
All right, and if they would have drafted LaMelo Ball instead of Wiseman, they'd be better off. And I mean, that's kind of, like, you're kind of making my point. If Steve Kerr didn't empower young guys last year in your mind, why would he empower them this year? When you're bringing in an older guy to the core.
But you're still going to have younger guys, whoever they are, and you're going to need to lean on them. It's a team. It's not just we bring Durant in and nobody's playing. No, Scottie,
people are going to get pissed off when Durant's playing 34 minutes a game and Steph's playing 32 and Klay's playing 30 and Draymond's playing 30 and Trayce Jackson-Davis is splitting time with Looney and Steve Kerr. Yes! But you know what? Go ahead and do that. See how many games you can win.
But the whole, just hearing you say that, I would tell whoever's mad, it's not about minute usage. It's about wins. Are we winning this way?
Well, how'd it go last year?
Uh-oh. I'll let you answer that.
They were the 10th best team in the West.
Oh, good God.
Like, you know what's funny, Goode? I'm being honest here. So you're not crazy about the young guys. So the Warriors were the 10th best team. 10th best team in the NBA or in the Western Conference last year. How are they going to get better?
The only
way they can get better as they're constructed right now, and they may make moves to get better. The only way they can get better is if the four young guys improve more than the four old guys decline.
See, I disagree. Okay. If Andrew Wiggins shows up, that one, that got nothing to do with the young guys, and if Draymond's ass doesn't get suspended,
on those things?
I would bet Draymond's not getting suspended for more than five games. You know what I mean? The gist is up, man. Come on.
What about Wiggins? Are you really going to go into the season saying, what are you banking on, Goo? Wiggins.
I can't do that. I totally get that. But I tell you, what about Wiggins that has me, the one caveat I can find out of that, and ain't got nothing to do with age.
Yes, I think it does.
For me, I feel like he's still light with the only dude close to his prime or in his prime. So with Wiggins, it's mental as opposed to physical. That's why I would like, if that's what it ends up being, I'll roll that dice or play that card and feel better about it than it ain't age related.
Yes, it is. I think it is with Wiggins. He played 1 year of college.
Oh God, we're going back to the. Where are you going with
what
this?
What I'm going at with this is he's played 11 years already in the NBA. He's getting worse, not better. That's what happens. He's in his. So if he plays 22 years, which he won't. I mean, I don't think Wiggins is in his prime anymore.
2-2-2. Well, compared to everybody on the team, Stoney, he's the closest.
That's why he's such a letdown. Bernard is in Pleasanton. What's up, Bernard? How you doing, buddy?
Good conversation.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, when Klay Thompson was hurt, right, he basically missed almost 2 years, and Lakers still paid him. I think, Guru, you're too emotional, kind of like what the caller said before. I mean, we love this team, but, you know, no team is going to be on top forever. And I called before, look at all Curry's contemporaries, man. They flying all around, going to all these teams, trying to win a championship. Mm. And he did it in one place. I mean, you're not going to be on top forever. And Guru, you emotional saying that they got to mortgage the future and lake up old Tim. No, he doesn't. Curry's going to be damn near a billionaire once he retires from the Warriors. And a lot of that's going to have to do with the payroll the money that he's got from the Warriors.
So what would you suggest they do? What would you suggest they do this offseason? I hear you, but what are you saying you would like to see them not do?
Well, I wouldn't mortgage the future. See how much better you can get, but I'm not going to go spend $50 million George or somebody like that.
Just
build. And if you can get better within the next two, it don't have to be next year, but maybe within the next 2 years, you might have a chance to do something in the playoffs. But the whole Curry something, I think that's a little, you're being a little too emotional.
I hear you. I appreciate the call.
Thanks, Bernard.
We love that, huh?
He's not saying
the organization is going to do what I'm saying they're going. Like, read the room, guys. They're going to try. And I think they're going to do better than try. And if they got to come off Kuminga, I would understand it. I like Kuminga. I'm a fan. But if you're telling me I think highly of the guys that they could get to put with Steph and Dre, and they got major action. That's how I feel. Emotional.
I would rather have Zach LaVine.
Well, I was going to bring him
Butler,
up. You know what? I forgot.
Okay. Or any of the other two guys.
He's 29.
I like Zach. To get older.
But
I don't want Zach LaVine either. But I don't want any of them. But what I'm saying is I might take Zach LaVine because at least we get more athletic. At least we get younger.
Yeah, but I guess what I'm having an issue with is people telling me, what are we looking forward to next, the upcoming Warrior season? Oh, we're going to see how good, not we know, we're going to see how good are the growth of the youngsters when you're, that doesn't
you act
go
as though,
with Steph Curry, though.
Yeah, who else doesn't go with Steph Curry?
Yeah, who?
Klay and Draymond, who aren't
at
championship level anymore.
It looks like Klay is not going to be here.
Well.
So Pods or whomever could take that role.
I mean, the thing
that, if you don't go land a big boy.
The thing that the way I look at it is, you keep saying, these young guys, you don't know what you're going to get. And I'll say, I agree with you.
Yeah.
But you won't acknowledge, you know what you're getting with the old guys. And it's not enough. They've proven that for 2 years. So I would rather see what the younger guys can do. I know what Draymond can do. I know.
But what if you get a new older guy? That's why it's attractive.
I'm out on that. I'm out on that.
But you understand every outlet is saying Warriors going big game hunting.
And they've said that every single year since Joe Lacob has been the owner. Every single year. The Warriors are linked. First he called about LeBron.
Yeah.
Dwight Howard back in the day. He went and got Durant.
But this is out of necessity, though. When you called and went and got Durant, you lost the final.
So you don't get to do it just because it's...
But you understand. But now these calls are... You're operating from desperation. Before it was cute.
That's why you don't want to make a real stupid mistake. Because desperate teams make bad mistakes. And
you think the Warriors are desperate?
I don't know why they would be.
It depends on what their goal or agenda is. What they're like, if they're trying to be a 10th seed.
Yeah, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to bump up in the standings.
Then you need to go to Nordstrom's. And you know what happens when you go to Nordstrom's? You got to break out that black card. And that black card may say Jonathan Kuminga. You act like you got all the answers.
It was wrong.
The team is telling you, it looks like it right now. If there was a scoreboard, get ready for what I'm saying.
I don't think Klay's coming back.
Oh, and I'm with you there.
Okay, so then
that is just part of the show.
Here's what I think's a joke. All right, here's what I think's a joke. You want to keep doing it, you can keep doing it. And you know what? I am right on the money here because he's going to be talking about the 2022 championship in 2026. Mark my words, he will be.
Oh, it'll expire.
The Golden State Warriors won in 2022. What did they do? They ran it back. The next year, they made one round of the playoffs and lost. Then what did they do again? They doubled down and they ran it back. Again, by re-signing Draymond. And they were the 10th best team in the Western Conference. And now you want Curry back? You think Wiggins is going to get it done? Like, that to me is utter insanity. Because I believe, here's another reason I'm out on Durant, Butler, or who's the other 35-year-old?
KD Butler.
PG-13. Yeah, Paul George is because
Ambrons.
If you're going to go into next year with Klay, Steph, Draymond, and this other 34, 35-year-old, you're going to get hurt. You're going to get hurt.
See, but
sorry, you will.
Nobody can say you're wrong.
Exactly.
But you're not right because you don't know that.
Do you want to bet me?
No, because the odds are that.
That's why I'm not doing it.
Right.
Because you're right. They could all play 75 games, but they're not gonna. Mm. And we know it. We know it.
But Wimby could tear his ACL game one, open it.
Right.
Like, but injuries do happen to all
but
ages.
Wimby is 21. He will be back. If the Warriors suffer one injury, they're done.
Mm.
They're done because they're older.
Yeah.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. And, man, the offseason has started. There's no doubt about it. And meanwhile, Brandon Ayuk is calling meetings.
What advice would you give him?
There's no advice to give him.
There's some I'd give him on the other side.
He is stuck. Brandon Ayuk. NBA draft day is almost here, Warrior fans. And Stein and Guru, you know where we're going to be? Live at Chase Center on Thursday for day two of the NBA draft. Warriors, as of now, do not have a pick tomorrow in the first round. Then round two is Thursday, and Golden State has the 52nd overall pick. Stein and Guru live at Chase this Thursday on 95.7 The Game.
Were you ever hard?
Free agency starts in a week, Brian, but things are starting to bubble up and bubble out. Just give me something about free agency that you heard that maybe changes your opinion of what a team may or may not do.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
What's your point?
You missed me.
Bubble up and bubble out.
Oh, boy.
Stop it.
Oh, that... My friend is humor, but I got to tell you. So
it was still only 20% as long as one of yours.
No,
but it was butchered. There's no doubt about it.
But where'd you go to dinner?
When?
You and the boss. He is not taking you to dinner for the debacle that was.
No, he hasn't.
John Sally. Stoddy, I listened to that thing like 70 times on loop. It's the most incredible. John Sally. Stoddy, that it wasn't your fault.
I know it wasn't my fault.
This is John Sally. He was so hurt. God darn it. Oh, on the line is John Fogerty.
I want to know who in this market or any other market could have ad-libbed
that is
on a rock star and a two-time or three-time NBA champion.
Stoddy,
like
you were so great. John Sally.
I'm out.
Oh, boy. And then he hung up on us.
Yeah, he did.
Somehow we lost connection. I had to bring that up.
All right. Okay. I'm more of a mind to do something like this. I'm out on Butler, Durant, Paul George.
All right.
I've listed six. I just got six young guys, okay? I'm not saying they're franchise changers, but you know what? These are the kind. What about Caldwell Pope? Kentavious Caldwell Pope.
I'll take him in a second.
Okay, he's 31.
But you're not willing to give up Kuminga for Caldwell Pope.
I don't know.
Okay,
maybe these type of players, maybe you don't have to.
Go ahead, I'll be quiet.
But Jared Allen.
I'd pick him up.
Julius Randle.
I'd pick him up.
Jeremy Grant.
I'd pick him up.
Tyler Hero.
Yeah,
I know, he's 25. You wouldn't want him. He's too young. Brandon Ingram. Like, I would rather...
That's the type. That's what you're looking
for. That's the age I'm looking for. And if you think, like, I don't necessarily think getting one of those, like, if you were to trade Kuminga for one of those guys, you would be better right away, probably. The other thing is, here's the other thing I think's entering the equation for the Warriors. They got to really think about, if they're keeping Kuminga, they got to pay him.
Right.
So the minute they make a move, if they re-sign him this offseason, and it kicks in not next year but the year after, they're kind of going to be handcuffed again.
So is it fair to say that the NBA made these rules in the second apron just to stop what Joe Lacob was doing, Stoney? Is that fair?
Well, Joe Lacob will tell you that. And
man, oh, man.
Chris in Dublin.
What's up, Chris? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's going on? How you doing?
Hey, doing well.
Got to turn you guys off the radio there. Oh. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Way to go.
Hey, what's going on? Yeah, so, I mean, there's so many things at play here. I hear you guys talking about Clay. I hear you guys talking about getting a star. We got the expiring Chris Paul contract. Who knows what you're going to be able to do with that. Probably not going to get a piece in return, in all honesty, for a, you know, 1 year of $30 million of Chris Paul. But I just, you know, no to George, no to Butler, no to any of these guys, because like you said, you are wagering the future for something that is uncertain in the moment. Even when you bring in a guy like that to pair him with, you know, Draymond or Curry, if you really want to break it down, let's stop talking about the guys that we need to worry about re-signing. Let's talk about the guy on the roster, the big elephant in the room. Let's talk about Draymond being under contract for three more years. A supposed defensive stalwart, generational defender, who is 6'5", so he's smaller than everybody that he plays against. His athleticism is diminishing faster than I expected. He's going downhill. You know, he's on his podcast talking about, you know, I can D up Jokic. Jokic averaged a triple-double against you, dog.
Man.
He shot 50% and averaged a triple-double. You're offering nothing on offense. So you want to go around the league and talk about big threes. Draymond is really a part of our big three, really, in the modern-day NBA where everyone's getting longer, younger. Seven-footers are running the floor, dunking at will. We got Draymond out there for 35 minutes a game, holding the ball at the top of the key while Curry and Clay, who I think should be gone, are running around down screens like they're 26 again. It's not going to work.
Wow.
Man. So you're talking about bringing a guy in. That's one guy's not going to work. You know, I love Steph. Yeah, I think you need to bring in a guy, a peer of his or somebody better. At the end of the day, though, Steph is what makes this whole system run. So, you don't get rid of Steph, but I think you got to cut ties with Clay. I do think you got to think about seeing what you can get for Draymond. Looney, why not? People still value Looney. You know, there's so many things. It's not just one move that's going
right.
to push them. You know what that one move is going to do? It's going to make them an 8 seed. And we're going to be sitting there like, wow, I wish we would have had Clay instead of Jimmy Butler yelling at Draymond for 82 games. I mean, and the words of Guru, you know, I'm going to leave it with you guys, but I'm out.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it.
I'm out.
See, there's two things with...
I was just going to say, I don't say that, but I do.
You lose.
We know how happy you get.
So, I think there's two, and look.
He said some stuff. Wow. Go ahead.
Here's the problem. And yes, people say I don't like Draymond.
The reality, we don't like his antics. We like the guy.
There's two things I don't like. He is under contract for three more years.
That's an error. That is a
three more years.
Yeah, that's a okay. E9.
I don't like that. Like, it just, and here's the other thing, and I can't put my finger on it, and there's not, I don't know if it's irrational, but like there's something, and I get it, I'm not a Warrior fan. And I'll just throw this to you.
You don't have to be.
No, I'll just throw this to you. No, because there's emotion here. Are there any Warrior fans out there that are just a little rankled? Just a little rankled that we've watched the Big Three for 12 years. They've brought home four titles. We've rued the day that this would come. And Clay's the first one to leave. Clay is going to be the one who's got to go. And Draymond, a year ago, got 4 years.
Yeah. After basically just ruining the season and punching Jordan
Poole. That sucks.
It does. It's more than... Could I use the word hypocritical? Like, what message are you sending? Like, in any world, what world is that fair? You said that.
It's not fair.
And it's BS.
That's what you pay the bus
on. I'm going to say something. This is why I love Draymond, the dad, the guy that he is, his commentary behind the mic. But what I don't like is when bullies get rewarded. How do you get a 4 year? Steiny, we want to give you four, but there's a penalty for what you did. For what you did to make our brand take that sting that was the whole Jordan Poole fiasco. Maybe we'll give you 2 instead of 4, but you're still here. But you gave them 4, and now Clay basically is on the side of the freeway with a sign. You know, pay me. Like, that is not cool. And then this is the other part that I'm going to relax on, Stoney, after I get it off. So you give him the 4-400, and you think he would come in and be Mother Teresa, and the dude gets suspended.
Why would you think?
Not once, but twice. If that is not a basketball knife in your back, I don't know what is. So who could be sitting around saying that was a good deal? And if I'm Clay, I'm not set tripping here, Stoney. That's when I try to pit two people together. I'm not doing that. But I know Clay is, hey, Dad, will you look at this? This is how they're going to treat me? There is nobody walking this free earth that's a Warrior fan that says that's how it should end. Come on, Stoney. Come on, man.
Speaking to the choir.
So why did they give him, just real quick here, why do you think they gave him 4?
Because he schnookered Lacob.
How?
He talked him into something. Or he didn't have to. I don't know.
Seriously.
I don't know. I don't care. I think it was a big mistake.
It's getting bigger some by
people,
the day.
Some people
feel
still
like
may think it wasn't a mistake.
Well, you didn't make the playoffs in year one of that. And he was a big part of it. And then for him to go on a podcast, I'm just telling you the facts. He goes on a podcast and says, when I got suspended after the go, I went MIA. I wasn't even answering Lacob's calls. He couldn't find me. I would have been calling Joe like, man, Nahegan, I messed up, man. I know I can't. Come on, man. I can't take it. And that's the bad part about Clay going bye-bye, if he does, because it looks that way. That's where I think Lacob, they just, they got it wrong.
The Warriors had a player about 15 years ago, Steven Jackson. And Steven Jackson greased the skids, not with Chris Mullen or the GM, but he greased the skids with Bobby Rowell, who was the president, okay? And he schnookered those guys into giving him an extension. Steven Jackson got an extension. And the first day of training camp the following year, he said, I want out.
Wow.
As far as I'm concerned, like this whole idea that, well, Draymond signed a 4-year deal, so he's going to be on good beat. That's not how it works. How it works is it's a business. It's a competition. Mm. And Draymond got it. He got it. I don't know how he got it, but he got it. He got 3 years and a player option at the end of his deal. You may look at it as though, well, he's got to be on his best behavior. He looks at it as, I'm made.
No,
I can do whatever I want.
And he did. I didn't even know I was coming in today to have the feelings that are coming over me, but Stoney, you're right, man. It's the foul pole in baseball. It's just not fair, and it really isn't. And Kevon Looney, luckily he's back for now. But, I mean, what message was that you sent to the whole team?
Foul pole is fair.
That's why I said. It's like the foul pole in baseball. It's fair.
You said it ain't fair.
Well, the Draymond – well, hold on now. So the situation with Dre Evan is not fair, but the foul pole – and baseball is fair. So okay. It works.
Glad we
no, it's not.
I'm not in this one.
Nah, but Evan, Dibs will let me know. He just sent me a text. But you're right, Evan. Hey, Evan. Good. I love you. Welcome back.
You know what's funny? And this is a great one from the 510.
Who would disagree with what we just said, man? The last 4 minutes.
One of the things that Jerry West, who passed a couple weeks ago, remember that great soundbite of never operate out of fear? I think the Warriors operated out of fear with Draymond Green. And that's what, let me give credit where it's due, the 510. The Warriors gave Draymond 4 years out of fear, the exact opposite of how Jerry West operated. I think there's something to that.
So why is there fear involved in giving Clay 3 or anything more than 2? Would you say that's the word, fear?
I don't think they're nearly as afraid. See, you got to look at where they were last year. They were still under the illusion that they needed Dre to win.
I'm not mad,
they re-signed Dre and they finished 10th. So
I'm not mad. That
hurts Clay.
It did hurt him.
Ahmed,
kind of like Ayuk.
Ahmed in San Jose. What's up, Ahmed? What's going on, man?
Gentlemen.
Hey.
I hear you guys racking your brain over this. Who to get, who to sign, and should we keep the young guys? But I'm just going to have to tell you the truth, man. The run is over, okay? Once we understand that, it's over. And that means got to get rid of Steph, got to get rid of Draymond, you got to get rid of Clay, and got to do what – this kind of reminds me of when the Boston Celtics had Paul Pierce
Ray Allen and Garnett.
Yeah. And they traded them off to the Brooklyn Nets and got a haul for them. That's why they have Jason Tatum and all of them now. This is time to rebuild. Mm. As simple as it. I mean, I know the fans don't want to hear it. Joe Lacob probably not going to do it. But that's where we are now, truth be told.
Good stuff, Ahmed. Yeah. Or Ahmad, if I got it right.
But that's so far off of the mark right now. But, boy, I get you.
I mean, this is where I'm different, and maybe
2 Chainz.
Maybe Steph is super duper loyal, but this is where I feel like Steph is smart, and I think we might be looking at it wrong. Like if I'm Steph, I'm sorry, I don't see how we can put it back together in 2 years. I don't see how we can do. I don't see how we can win a title in the next 2 years if I'm Steph. I really don't. I hate to say it, but I don't.
But we're going to try.
I think we're close.
Watch.
I think we're closer to Steph saying, "Hey, look, Joe."
I hope you're wrong, man.
Why?
Because that means it's over.
Let me ask you a question. Would you rather keep Steph for the next 2 years and not go to the playoffs, or in theory trade Steph, and then in 3 years be really good again?
Now Evan's gonna do me and clip me, and this is gonna go viral. That's sad. I'm thinking of it. No, Stoney, 2 years and no playoffs, man. You earned that, man.
Okay.
You just have.
All right.
And I know you don't sign up or.
But you also just said you're operating from a place of Steph doesn't think they can be back in 2 years. I don't think Steph thinks they can't make the playoffs the next 2 years.
No, I said title. I meant no. Of course they can make the playoffs. Of course.
Well, then your hypothetical is unfair.
What do you mean?
I mean, a lot of his stuff is unfair. No, he's go ahead, Evan.
Last 3 days.
Yeah.
But no. So yeah, of course, like you don't want to not make the playoffs, but that's not what we're talking about.
Well, I'm under the assumption that Guru's still so delusional that is the goal.
No, what if you win 2 rounds and get to the Western Conference Finals?
Okay.
Then I'm not, forget, you know, like.
It doesn't sound like to you, Steiny, making the playoffs is good enough.
Well, I don't think they're good enough to make the playoffs right now. Right now, I don't think they're a playoff team.
And I was going to just say, I insert the Draymond being available?
No, it means nothing to me. It means nothing to me. Because you can't sit here and say it won't happen again. He has effed up the last 2 seasons, but for whatever reason, he's going to be fine next year. Right. You can play that. Yeah. Like, if you feel like you have to count on assuming Draymond's going to come to post 75 games on good behavior, I'm not going into the year believing, like needing that to happen.
Well, that's what you signed up for. And it better not happen again.
But I'm telling you, it was a mistake.
And no doubt, but you got to move on. And they moved on. But that thing is blown up in their face on the court and off the court. I mean, good God. I'll tell you this. If by the time this show's over and I see you guys tomorrow and we find out the Warriors got Paul George, Butler, the PG-13, the basketball world will stop, rightfully so, and it will stop with The Warriors got action.
You can say that.
And the season's going to let us know just how much. But, Steiny, as a fan, I would get my shield, my sword, and I would be ready to think, hey, we don't know if they're going to win it, but if they don't, we know they're going to be a damn good team. And that's why all the people calling saying, you're dreaming. They're one guy away.
You think they're one guy away?
One top tier guy, Steiny.
They're one Paul George away.
Or Butler or Kevin Durant.
See, that's where I disagree with you. I disagree with you on that one. Let's go to Nick's in Ohio. What's up, Nick? How you doing, man?
Hey, fellas.
Nick.
How's it going?
Doing well.
I can't believe Guru would sacrifice the future to go after aging so-called superstars when they were playing on top-seeded teams that couldn't make it to the conference finals, yet they would do better with the Warriors, who didn't even make the playoffs.
Well, Jimmy Butler took his team last year to the NBA Finals, and he was hurt. Got to keep it real. Butler was in the NBA Finals with a lot of average Joes on the Miami Heat last year when he was healthy.
Well, I would say that the Miami was much better than the Warriors were last year.
All right.
What else? What else, Nick?
Oh. Night-night.
Nick at night. What happened? Wow.
So let's just say hypothetically. What is George makes 48. And I I don't know if you can or – so what you're saying, Goo, is you would take – you would trade
– Kuminga.
You would trade Wiggins, Kuminga, that's 32, Payton, 41, and Moody, let's say, for Paul George.
I would.
I wouldn't. I wouldn't.
What about Butler?
None of them.
Durant, too?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I wouldn't.
Then you're cool with what it's just seeing more of the youngsters, and if we make it to the offs, we make it. If not, we don't.
You're like, why can I operate? Like, you're operating under the assumption that if they do that, well, they automatically have action. I'm not saying if they don't do it, they don't have action. I don't know. I don't know.
I just don't think they have the luxury of not doing anything to appease Steph Curry. I know you don't like it's real. I believe it's real.
Right, but let me tell you then what you're doing. Like, you get rid of Kuminga and Moody, you've now have less depth, and you've gotten older. Oh my gosh, I'm just out on that. Austin in San Jose.
Oh, our guy.
What's up, Austin?
Hey.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Talk to us.
Hey, Steiny, man. Yeah. You need to get yourself a Santa Cruz Warriors season ticket, man. If you're going to go watch guys develop, man, that may or may not make it that we don't know about, that guys don't want to come play with, then you go watch it. I know some people that have those tickets. That's a pretty good product, by the way. I'm not knocking the Santa Cruz one. I'm just saying at this level, though, nobody's going to pay in the midseason to watch guys develop and watch Santa Cruz Warriors. You know, if everything isn't going right, that can look like a G League product in a hurry. I'm just saying, man. I was out there in one of those games when people walked out.
Wow.
So don't tell me it can't go down in a hurry. And I know people always say as long as Steph is here and all that. I'm one of these people who say, yeah, to a certain extent. And then, Guru, when you go with a pickup game, and Steiny does too, who do guys want to play with? Even that – our advanced age, who do they want to play with? They want to play with other good players, right? They don't go over there and say, oh, let me pick the guy that I don't know what he can do. No, they want to play with the guys they know. So you think the guys at the pro level, the reason why Steph and Dre and those guys, they don't get – Drew said earlier, they don't give a damn about these young guys. They want guys on the team that other guys are going to want to come play with, and let's run this. Yeah, Steph Curry and Dre believe that they can add a piece and get back into this. Now, what does that mean? Championship? I don't know. I think they could probably make a decent run. Look what happened this year. At the end, the Celtics were like playing by themselves at some time. I mean, it dropped off in a hurry with the Dallas, and Dallas came in all hot. But look at what happened. You think the Warriors couldn't have given the Celtics a better run than Dallas? I think so. I really believe, God, as bad as the Warriors play, I think so. Okay. So let's stop with this young guy.
No, I'm with you, Austin.
Are not that good.
Thanks, yeah. Austin.
They're not that good, Steiny.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm with Steiny. Okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
Let me just.
We got an hour. Go ahead.
My point is this.
Got a
you
break.
Guys can, oh. Got a break.
Save it on the other side.
Got a break. But if I break right now, people will get mad because it's not 56. Download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. It. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto line, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing today.
You got a little cop to you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.